Good afternoon. I would like to call the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee order. The date is January 22nd, 2020. The time is 1:05. We have joining us Representative Johnston, Senator Stedman, Representative Sponholz, President Giesel, Representative Foster. We have Senator Hoffman, Representative Newman, Senator Von Imhoff, and we have Vice Chair Click Bishop, myself, Representative Chris Tuck, along with in the audience we have Speaker Edgman, and we also have Representative Thompson. We let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to do business. I am going to remove on the and also joining us in the audience is Representative Dan Ortiz. I am going to remove the first item from the agenda, and that's approval of the minutes from the last meeting. We will approve those minutes on the next meeting. That was from December 18th, 2019. Okay, and with that, on today's agenda will be taking up the legislative audit contract for the IT review of state accounting system, and then we'll be going into executive session for the purposes of interviews for the executive director for the finance position. For the next order of business, I would like to ask Chris Curtis to come up and present to the committee the contract for the IT review of the state accounting program. And then also joining us is Representative Josephson.
For the record.
Real quick, let me go ahead and take a motion first, and then we'll have you go ahead and discuss it. Mr. Vice Chair Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the legislative auditor to amend the March 2018 contract with Barry Dunn, McNeil & Parker, LLC. Well, that's a mouthful. For the information technology expertise to extend the contract for the review of the FY20 general and application controls of the state's accounting and reporting systems for an increase in the original contract amount not to exceed $173,000.
Ms. Curtis.
For the record, my name is Chris Curtis. I'm your state legislative auditor. As explained in the memo you received last week, I'm requesting approval to extend the contract with Barry Dunn. Our current contract was approved by this committee back in March 2018, and it was for the review of application and general controls over the state's accounting system for FY18 and FY19. So today I'm asking for approval to extend the contract to cover the review of those system controls for FY20. The IT reviews are needed to meet auditing standards, which require auditors to test significant information system controls in support of the financial audit opinion and the state single audit. The approval for the contract is not to exceed $173,000, which is the same rate we paid for these services in FY18 and FY19.
Any questions? There are no questions. Any discussion? Seeing, hearing no discussion. I should have objected for the purposes of discussing it, but I'll go ahead and remove my objection. And see no further other objections. The committee has approved the amendment for the March 2018 contract with Barry Dunn, McNeil, and Parker Limited Liability Corporation for information technology expertise for an increase in the original contract amount not to exceed $173,000. Okay, our next order of business, we will go into executive session to conduct interviews for the legislative finance fiscal and analysis, I'm sorry, the legislative fiscal analyst position. Vice Chair Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3, discussion of matters that may, by law, be required to be confidential. I ask that the following persons remain in the room and on the phone lines. Any legislators not on the committee, the Human Resource Manager and Personnel Officer, the Chair, Staff Aurora Hauk, and my staff, Darwin Peterson, David Teal, and the House Finance Committee Secretaries.
Okay. Just to let you know, the reason why we have the House Finance Committee secretaries, because they got to get back to their office, so they're just going to be cutting through so they can continue doing their work. Okay, so there being no objection, we will now go into executive session after a brief at ease to clear the room. Welcome back. Well, I'd like to call the Committee on Legislative Budget and Audit to order. It is now 4:50 p.m. We are coming out of executive session. And with that, I would like to entertain a motion, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Excuse me. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee direct the chair to make an offer to the number one candidate selected by the committee.
And before we do that, on the record, we have Representative Newman, we have Senator Von Imhoff, we have Representative Josephson, Vice Chair Bishop, Senator Stedman, Representative Sponholz, Madam President Giesel, and Representative Foster and myself, Chairman Tuck. So we do have a quorum to do business. Still have a quorum to do business. And would you restate the motion just one more time since I interrupted?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee direct the chair to make an offer to the number one candidate selected by the committee.
And with that, we are going to take a roll call vote. And if you will, please run through our list.
I just put... Thank you.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Representative Josephson.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Sponholz.
Yes.
Representative Newman. Chair Tuck.
Yes.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
With a vote of 9 yeas, 0 nays, the chair will be making an offer to our number one candidate for the committee on behalf of the committee. Okay, just real quick, as been discussed before, I would like to remind everyone that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, via our consultants N3 Energy, we'll be offering petroleum fiscal policy training sessions for the legislatures and staff starting tomorrow through Saturday, January 25th. More information and sign up can be found on the committee's website at lba.alaska.gov. We also set aside several time slots for private discussions, as was discussed earlier, so with legislators and staff. And so if while they're here, if you get a chance to do a one-on-one with the legislators, or small groups, feel free to. I'm putting priorities on leaderships and putting priorities on the chairs of finance and the chairs of resources in both bodies. And then, time permitting, we'll allow caucuses and then one-on-ones. Any questions? Is there any further business to be in front of the committee? Okay, with that, I would like to thank my staff, Aurora Hawk, and Vice Chair Staff Darwin Peterson for helping us out. I would also like to thank our Human Resources, Skip Lumbaugh, and I would like to always thank David Teal for everything he's done for us. And then I would also like to thank Butch Garber from Records, Tom Raymond and Brett Collins from the Legislative Information Office. And with that, we are adjourned at 4:54.